Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Josh Davis will reveal the latest headlines from the end times. When you join hands with Southwest Radio Ministries, you are ministering to thousands by providing accurate Bible teaching and gospel resources. You enable us to continue our ministry to inmates and to people who desperately need prayer. Our staff knows that God has called us to this ministry. We believe God is about to do something big through Southwest Radio. The signs of His providential works are all around us. We're walking by faith through this financial battle. We realize that there's a spiritual component to the battle. The spiritual forces of evil hate what we're doing. They hate that we took a major step of faith in bringing back the Prophecy in the News television show this summer. They hate that the staff gives every drop of energy they have to promote God's truth. They hate that an army of watchmen on the wall is rising around the world, standing fearlessly upon God's word. Would you stand with us in this fight with a gift today? Please, call right now and show your support. 1-800-652-1144. You can also give at our website, swrc.com. Please, friends, don't wait. We need to hear from you today. 1-800-652-1144. Now, here's today's host, Josh Davis.
Greetings, fellow Watchmen on the Wall. It's time for another Friday edition of Headlines from the End Times. So glad that you've joined us today as we look at several stories that help us to understand how the biblical end time scenario is coming into sharper focus with each passing week. I'm going to bring you several stories that are related to technology on today's episode. And again, the push for a one-world government, a one-world economy, and how we see the steps being taken toward that end. And so we'll be covering all those kinds of aspects, talking about digital government, talking about digital economies, talking about a surveillance state that we see appearing even here in the United States of America. But I want to end today's program with a message of hope as we look into God's Word and understand the biblical perspective that we as a church need to have as we're living in these days. And as we see these headlines from the end times emerge, where is the anchor of our hope? I want to share that with you as we conclude today's program. So stick around. We got an information-packed episode of Headlines from the End Times. Now let's begin with MasterCard. That company is certainly doing its part to promote digital identifications in Europe and in the United States of America. Now they're joining the battle against online fraud, and MasterCard is now advising the European Union as it's moving toward a digital ID and a digital wallet for member nations of the European Union. And I think this has the potential to combine age verification with the country where a buyer, a purchaser resides when using a digital payment system like MasterCard. So the world is quickly moving in this digital direction. And now there's a push for worldwide standardization. And this is why I'm sharing this story with you today. Recently, MasterCard's director of product and service design stated, quote, "To solve the fragmentation problem, an international standard like this mobile driver's license was needed." Fragmentation, what does that mean? That's a key globalist term. The World Economic Forum used that word back in 2023 as part of its theme, as it was talking about this fragmentation that's taking place and how we solve it. What is fragmentation? It's different companies, different groups doing their own thing. For instance, the United States of America is doing its own thing in this particular area. Well, that's fragmentation because Europe is doing it a different way, and a country in Africa is doing it a different way. You've got all these different fragmented countries. Or MasterCard is doing it this way, but Visa is doing it that way. Or American Express is doing it this other way. It's fragmentation. And so the solution in globalist terms is to find some common ground where there can be overlap, where there can be continuity, where there can be a, can we say it, a global standard. And that's what they're wanting to do, is to bring in standardization across the world. And that's what this quote says from a MasterCard executive, that we've got to solve fragmentation. We need an international standard. And so the quote continues, "So from my point of view, standards drive harmonization, leading to a more kind of cohesive and accessible digital identity." He went on to say, "This is the high-level context in which a global company adopting an international standard like the mobile driver's license, ISO, has a huge benefit," end quote. And so we see this is the push. And I'm not bashing on MasterCard. I'm just showing you the steps leading businesses and leading world governments are taking to bring this world together as one. And if you've joined us for recent editions of this Headlines from the End Times on Fridays, I've been sharing similar kinds of stories to show you how coalitions are forming in the name of safety and security. And that's what you hear all the time, dear friend. It's safety and security. You got to be safe. You got to be secure. And we're doing this in the name of safety. We're doing this in the name of security. And we're developing an international sharing. And I shared a story recently how the U.S. is entering partnerships with other governments and how they are sharing personal biometric information, trying to, again, safety, security, border security, stop illegal immigration, and catch criminals wherever they may be trying to move into one country or another. What I'm saying is that we're rapidly moving toward a universal digital database, combining people's identification, their biometric markers. It could be the iris scan of the eyeball, coupled with fingerprint scans. That has become very popular. The right hand and the forehead. I keep repeating this on Headlines from the End Times, but it is just right there in black and white in our culture to see it. And you don't have to go to soandsosays.com.blog to figure these things out. It's on official websites. It's out in the open. People are having these conversations. These are things that are taking place across the world today. And so we need to be aware of the push in our world. I believe that this digital path that we're on will eventually lead to the destination the Bible talks about in prophecy. As we look at Revelation 13 and see the emergence of a one-world government, a one-world economy, a one-world system of worship, we're rapidly moving toward a universal digital database that will combine financial information along with personal identification information and verification of age, and all these kinds of things will be included in these digital transactions. And we see some related stories that I want to share with you on today's Headlines from the End Times. Now, connected to that is our next headline. The World Bank is researching a new foundational model for digital payment interoperability. Now, what does that even mean? It's nothing short of an economic transformation. And we've been warned about economic transformation coming for several years now, but we're seeing it begin to blossom through advanced AI technologies and some of the things that they are enabling, some of the doors that were once closed that advanced AI systems are apparently opening for us. And people are saying it's going to be the biggest thing since the internet. It's going to be the biggest thing since the light bulb and electricity. This is how big this technological transformation could be for planet Earth, for the job sector, and for our governments and how they operate. And so the World Bank is getting involved, and some of the executives are sharing some of the things that the World Bank is trying to do to integrate these fast payment systems and digital government data, like people's digital IDs, to streamline the digital financial ecosystem, according to multiple reports. And the World Bank suggests creating a digital hub where different payment systems could interact with digital ID verification, just for example, to verify a purchaser's ID and to prevent online fraud, safety, security, increasing security, decreasing fraud. These are all good things. Yes, I agree with that. Yes, I want to be safe online. I don't want people to steal my bank account information or credit card information or whatever the case may be. We want those kinds of things to be safe and secure. Yes, I'm not against safety. I'm not against security. And I also want to make another point that technology is not the enemy, but we need to ask ourselves some very important questions before we just buy into all this shiny, brand new technology that's coming our way. Could this kind of database be used to control what I can buy in a digital environment, what you can purchase online? You see, everything that you buy online is trackable, and that's true right now, and it always has been true in the digital sphere. And so if the world moves to a cashless society, for instance, the purchasing power is going to be given totally to the seller instead of to the buyer. A cash-based economy gives the buyer, the purchaser, the power. Transactions are not trackable. And so you see how this could set the stage for the biblical end time scenario. The Antichrist could take advantage of this kind of system to control the world's economy. But we know, according to the scripture, the end of the story is that his rule is very short-lived. And in fact, I'm of the opinion, talking with other Bible prophecy students and teachers, that these AI kinds of systems, the advanced technology systems, if you look at the Great Tribulation and the kinds of devastation that will be included in the most intense parts of the tribulation period, which is often referred to as that Great Tribulation, that we see that the electrical grid is going to suffer some catastrophic damages that could render a lot of this kind of technology totally useless. So the Antichrist may have to come up with some other solutions. That's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But friends, you're listening to Headlines from the End Times, brought to you by Southwest Radio Ministries, helping you to be a watchman on the wall. I'm Staff Evangelist Josh Davis. Thank you so much for joining me. Don't forget to check out all the wonderful resources at Southwest Radio Ministries. SWRC.com is our website. Again, that's SWRC.com. And by the way, pull out your mobile device, go to your app store, and type in these four letters, SWRC. Download our mobile app. You'll never miss another episode of Watchmen on the Wall or our Prophecy in the News weekly television show. That's right. It's right there in the mobile app that you can watch it. You can listen to this content. You can download information and take it wherever you are. A great way to stay connected with SWRC and all of our content that is there. That's the SWRC mobile app. And don't forget all the resources at SWRC.com. You can also give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Our phone number is 1-800-652-1144. Did you know Headlines from the End Times is also included in every weekly episode of the Prophecy in the News television show and in every single issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine? When you first turn the pages, you'll begin to see the Headlines from the End Times feature in every single issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine. You can get a subscription today by going to swrc.com or prophecyinthenews.tv or give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Those websites, one more time, prophecyinthenews.tv and swrc.com. Now let's pick up with some other stories. Do you sometimes feel like somebody's watching you? I'm not going to sing that old song. Let's go on. Our next story reveals that some of that feeling may actually be warranted. The city of Kansas City is equipping buses with AI-powered technology ahead of the World Cup. That's right, the World Cup is coming to the United States of America, to North America. Games are going to be played in Mexico, the U.S., and Canada next summer, 2026. And so in anticipation of hosting six FIFA World Cup matches in 2026, the Kansas City Area Transportation Authority has partnered with the Knoxville, Tennessee-headquartered Safe Space Global Corporation to deploy AI-powered surveillance technologies across its city buses. That's right. This strategic collaboration marks a significant leap in public safety innovation and aims to ensure the security of the 650,000 people expected to converge on Kansas City during the two-month period of the World Cup, according to a report. Now, this was announced in June, and this pilot program is introducing Safe Spaces AI safety and monitoring platform to select buses in Kansas City. And I'm going to spell out for you as we share this article what exactly this entails, how exactly they're rolling these kinds of things out. This particular company specializes in AI-driven behavioral analysis that combines video, audio, and sensor data to detect threats, to alert authorities in real time. In other words, it can send a notification to the police department right away. Hey, there's trouble on bus number 12, and it's on this particular street. And it could bolster situational awareness in high-risk environments. So each bus will contain at least 5 cameras that have facial analysis capabilities in addition to the standard surveillance system that's already in place. And these new cameras can analyze rider behavior, identifying individuals listed in law enforcement databases and alert security personnel to potential risks based on anomalies in motion and sound. So if a fight breaks out on the bus, for instance, or someone is threatening someone else, it is alerting the police. Hey, we need some assistance over here, bus number 12 or whatever number it happens to be. And so phase one of this program has already begun with installations on 7 buses running on Kansas City area's Transportation Authority high traffic max routes, which are designed for frequent high ridership service along major urban corridors. Thousands of people ride these buses every single day in the Kansas City area. Officials with the Kansas City Area Transit stressed that the pilot was designed not just to increase security, but also to improve response time and reduce operational costs related to transit policing. And so they would go on to say, quote, when passengers get on the bus, they're going to know that we're doing everything possible to ensure their safety. There's that word again, friends. Safety, security, safety, security. They can watch you everywhere you go and make sure that everyone's behaving the way that they ought to. And it's in the interest of public safety. He went on to say, quote, the game-changing piece of this is that we can upload the missing and exploited children list. We can upload any criminal lists that are out there and have an opportunity to make this space a safe space for the entire region, end quote. So do you see what's happening? As they have this database system, yes, they'll be able to find missing children perhaps with this kind of technology. And I see that as a wonderful thing. Anytime that a child can be rescued from trafficking is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I'm not against that in any way, shape, or form. But they have this database that'll be coupled with this technology that's watching the people, observing their movements and where they go. It sounds like we're reading out of a dystopian novel, but these are news events. I'm sharing with you a legitimate article that's got actual quotes from the people who are making these kinds of decisions. And it's not just city buses that are adding this kind of technology. Sports stadiums, large public venues already use similar technology. And these large-scale events like this become a situation where missing persons, human trafficking, and other high risks can occur, the spokesman went on to say. It's a proactive step that we can take to create a safe space for our riders, the quote continued. So Safe Space AI system is capable of automatically flagging abnormal or aggressive behavior, and it allows security personnel to open live camera feeds to assess the ongoing incident. Now, this capability includes immediate notifications in scenarios where one person strikes another or an individual who appears to be in distress. They say that the footage is stored securely, with the feeds archived and eventually erased after a limited retention period. It may store it for 2 weeks, a couple of months. They don't indicate what a limited retention period indicates, but they also went on to say they have not publicly disclosed how long they're going to retain the video footage, and they stated that it intends to be transparent with riders who are already notified via signage that cameras are in operation aboard all buses. Access to that footage is restricted, and it's housed on secure servers to mitigate privacy concerns. And pending the successful evaluation of this initial rollout, Phase 2 will add these cameras to 20 more buses. Now, the long-term goal is to equip the entire Kansas City area bus system ahead of the 2026 World Cup. And again, it just shows you the direction that our world is moving. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency is also increasing its usage of surveillance technologies. And according to reports, they are using facial recognition software and capabilities, access to biometric and other databases, AI-enabled detection systems, and according to some reports, even some technologies like small drones or sensors that are capable of seeing through walls, according to some sources. And this is mind-blowing to think about. And AI isn't just in police and isn't just in the interest of people's public safety. There is the AI Jesus movement that's underway. Have you heard about this? This is our next story, and this is brought to us by Patrick Wood, someone that does a great job of connecting the dots. He's been a guest here on Watchmen on the Wall numerous times over the years, and we enjoy speaking with Patrick Wood and his helpful work. Well, AI Jesus is proving that there is a sucker born every minute, Patrick writes. The Ask Jesus app signed up 30,000 active monthly users after just 3 days of launch. The AI world is directly exploiting would-be Christians with AI God and AI Jesus apps. The Bible says in Mark 13:22 that there's going to be these false Christs, these false prophets that are going to arise in the last days and perform signs and wonders and to deceive, to lead astray, if it was even possible, the very elect. Now, Patrick Wood adds, if I were them, I would not like to run into the real Jesus anytime soon. So what's going on with these mobile apps? Well, here it is in a nutshell. 5 popular AI Jesus chatbots were analyzed for how they present themselves, their theology, and their business models. Most of them claimed outright to be Jesus Christ, and none of them had any kind of church endorsement. All of these apps are profit-driven. They rely heavily on advertising, and one offers a paid subscription where you can get upgrades. And so responses to identical theological questions varied widely, which raises a whole lot of concerns about the accuracy of these apps and how they have been manipulated to feed people particular information. And so the study warns that these AI systems may pose a unique theological challenge, not imitating humans made in God's image, but claiming to be God himself. And so artificial intelligence programs across the internet are making an extraordinary claim. They are claiming to be Jesus Christ. They're not virtual assistants that's helping with daily tasks. These chatbots that present themselves as the Son of God, offering spiritual guidance, answering prayers, even talking to believers about their spiritual lives and offering direction for them. And so these things are being studied and analyzed. We just got to have our eyes open to this kind of craziness that's happening. And that's what the Bible says. And that brings us to what I wanted to close with on today's headlines from the End Times episode. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 tells us, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Gird up the loins of your mind. What does that mean? It means to prepare our minds for action. The long robes that the men would wear in Bible times, they would gird them up. They would bring them up to their waist, fasten them with a belt, or tie them in some way that they could run, that they could move with more agility, more precision. They were ready for action. They were ready for battle. And the Bible says we, as watchmen on the wall, have to protect our minds. The battlefield is our minds, dear Christian friend, and so we need to prepare our minds for action. We need to be sober, and that goes beyond just saying drunkenness and addicted to drugs. I'm not talking about that kind of sobriety. It's even more than that. It's to be sober-minded. It's to be alert. It's to be watching. And we hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is how we hope. This is how hope is built in the Christian life in these days. Our minds are prepared for action, and we are sober in our minds. Peter echoes the same kind of thing over in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be you therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Now back in chapter 1, verse 13 that I just commented on, he says, be sober. In chapter 4, verse 7, he says, watch unto prayer. That word translated watch in 4:7 is the exact same Greek word that's used back in chapter 1, verse 13, and there it's translated sober. So you see that this idea of being sober-minded is a watchfulness, and we are watchmen on the wall. We are to have our eyes open, and we are watching unto prayer. That's why SWRC's motto is so fitting, that God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Dear friends, I want to encourage you with the words of 1 Peter 4:7, but the end of all things is at hand. Be you therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
Stay up to date with the latest headlines with our Prophecy in the News magazine and weekly television program. Subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine for the latest insight and analysis of the world around us. And then tune in to the Prophecy in the News television program to stay informed, be encouraged, and deepen your understanding of God's Word. Prophecy in the News magazine and television program. Learn more by visiting our website, swrc.com. And as we wrap up today, I want to send a special thank you to everyone who is giving a gift this week. We need to hear from you right now, friends. Your support allows us to produce these programs and publications. You can give today by calling 1-800-652-1144 or by going to our website, swrc.com. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. So head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. To learn more about how you can stand with us and have an impact for eternity, visit our website, swrc.com.